الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فإن التقوى كما يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم وصية الله للأولين والآخرين التقوى جماع كل خير ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السير الحسنة وخالق الناس بخلق حسن Sadaqallah wa sadaqa Rasulullah. Allah has indeed spoken the truth. And the Messenger of Mercy has conveyed precisely and accurately the revelations communicated to him through Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to preserve intact these revelations exactly as it was revealed to the Messenger of Mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also guaranteed that these revelations will be lived, transforming lives, characters, personalities, making changes, ushering a new era, a new chapter in the history of mankind, liberating them from superstitions, from false beliefs, doctrines and teachings, and liberating them from everything that impede their progress, building better society, better individuals, and making beneficial contributions to humanity. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has chosen us, Allah has guided us to Deenul Islam, the deen that combines the good of this world with the good of the next world. Deen that combines what is good for our body with what is good for our mind, with what is good for our soul. So that by leaving the message, the revelations, and emulating the beautiful examples of the Messenger of Mercy, you get both success here and success in the next world. Today, inshallah, I want to invite your attention to one of the most fundamental teachings of Islam, which is building character. Our principal is hanging a sign there, words of wisdom. As soon as I saw that, I told him, look, when I presented this idea in a conference where there were psychologists tracing the history of this idea, the development of this idea in Islamic literature through Imam Ghazali and others, the psychologist said he was really astonished, he was surprised, and he asked me, is this already taught by Islam? I said, yes, it is in the history of the akhlaq and the suluk, the spiritual method of purification. And Islamic literature is full of it. And as a matter of fact, it is a development of the idea that is already implicit in the Quran. Because if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one of the main purpose of sending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ta'aleem tazkiyah. يعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة, teaching them the scripture and the wisdom, ويزكيهم and purifying them. And anybody reading the Quran will not miss the point that in Islam you cannot detach faith from al-amal al-salih, good work. You cannot simply cherish your faith in your heart. If that is the definition of Iman, Iblis had it, because he cherished, he recognized, he knew God Almighty as the Creator and the Lord. So faith as cherished in the heart is not going to save us. It has to be combined with action. That is why our ulama defined Iman. Al-Imanu tasdeequn bil-janan wa iqrarun bil-lisan wa amalun bil-jawarih. Faith is the mental assent, conviction in the heart. That's the seed of faith. وَإِقْرَارٌ بِاللِّسَانِ, and it must be pronounced, it must be articulated through words, through speech. وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِهِ, and it should be manifested by actions, by the physical faculties, the internal and external. So, خُلُق, how do we develop character? There is no Islam without character. There is no salvation without character. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sending the young man who was 18 years old at the time, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He is going to be the flag bearer of the scholars on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He was only 18 years old. And the Prophet of Mercy was sending him as a governor, as a judge to Yemen before his death. And the last words of advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this young man was, Ya Mu'adh, hassin khuluqaka lin-nas. O Mu'adh, let your character be excellent in dealing with people. Hassin khuluqaka lin-nas. Treat everybody excellently. Cherish good character, manifest good character. Abu Darda was heard praying all night, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud. And his wife overheard, Ummu Darda, Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. Ya Allah, you have given me a good shape, outward shape, khalq, what you look outwardly, the appearance of a person. You have bestowed on me a good shape, good appearance. Fa hassin khuluqi. Let me enjoy good character. Let me develop good character. Honor me, bless me, inspire me to develop good character. The whole night, this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying. And the next day, his wife asked him, you only prayed for one thing all night. Just a short prayer, repeating throughout the night. Whereas you and I hear this ayimma capture, keeping people praying for so many hundreds of things, 1 hour, 2 hours sometimes. Here is one Sahabi who is known as the wisest, one of the wisest among the Sahaba, just praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, beautify my character for me as you have given me a good appearance. Ummu Darda asked, how come only this prayer? He said, Ya Ummu Darda, if you have good character, you have salvation, guarantee of Jannah. If you are not blessed with good character, there is no guarantee of Jannah. That is why the Messenger of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us that we must develop good character. Innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been commissioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to consummate the noblest of morals and character. And how do we do that? The formula is already in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-amal as-salih, good work. We must focus on good works day in and day out. And when we do it repeatedly, you don't have to do lots of... Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, lots of prayer? No. Pray. If it is only even 2 rakah that you can perform at night, I am not talking a Muslim can skip the fard prayer. The Prophet said, instead of praying 20 rakah during the night, waking up, and then no prayer other days, it's better to pray 2 rakah consistently every night. The same way, consistently speak good to people. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. Speak to people good, talk good. And the Prophet said, smile, force yourself to smile. Do it repeatedly. Greet with people with salam. Do it repeatedly, not one time. Repeatedly. Repeatedly kind words. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wife Aisha said, kana amaluhu deema. The Prophet of Mercy, his good deed that he did, he was consistent with it. Consistency, what? Consistently doing good. Consistently being kind. Consistently becoming charitable. Consistently becoming forgiving. Consistently becoming humble. Acting humbly. Build the character. This is the sunnah of the Prophet. Sunnah of the Prophet is developing character. Because Rasulullah, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily you are a man of lofty, noblest of character. Rasulullah, أَمَرَنِي رَبِّي. My Lord has ordered me to forgive those who offend me, to give those who deny me, and to foster ties of kinship with those who cut off relations with me. And the Prophet's prayer, Allahumma hdini li ahsani al-akhlaq fa innahu la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant wasrif anni sayyi al-akhlaq fa innahu la yasrif anni sayyiha illa ant. Ya Allah, guide me to the noblest, to the best of morals and character. For only you can guide me, only you can honor me to have the best of character. Wasrif anni, and turn away from me, remove from me, purge my heart of all evil character, deplorable character, despicable character. Fa innahu la yasrif anni sayyaha illa ant. Only you have the power to turn away, purge my heart, purge my person of all wise character, base character. So, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, therefore, what was the prayer of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa arlah? He is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Umar was known as a heart, like a rock his heart was. But what Islam did to him? Umar was the one who said, if a goat dies on the shores of Euphrates, Nile and Furat or whatever, out of human neglect, I am afraid I will be accountable before the Lord of the worlds. Umar was the one, the hard-hearted man, who would send people to the market to look how much load is put on this donkey, on this camel, on the horse. Because he has estimated there's only so much this little donkey can bear. There is only so much this camel can bear. And he has officers there making sure that the extra load is shed, is removed. Because Allahumma inni ghalilun falayyinni. His prayer to Allah is, Ya Allah, I am a cruel-hearted man. I am a stone-hearted man. Make me lenient, soft-hearted. So Umar would be moved to tears when he was walking in the streets of Medina, brothers. He saw an old man, Jewish man, begging. Umar's heart softened. He asked the man, Why are you begging? He said, I cannot sustain myself with the stipend I get from the government. Immediately Umar radiallahu anhu ordered to increase the stipend. He is not a Muslim brother. He is a Jew, but he is a human being. He is a brother in humanity. So Umar radiallahu anhu, Allahumma inni ghaleelum falayyinni, Ya Allah. I am stone-hearted. Make my heart soft. Allahumma inni shahihun fasakhinni. Ya Allah, I am niggardly. I am miserly. Make me generous. Wa inni la'ifun faqawwini. I am very weak. So give me strength. Brothers and sisters, so what is the lesson you and I need to follow? Let me quote another example. People ask this question, how come a wife, her husband dies, and then she is married to another person. So what happens in Jannah when they meet? Whose wife she is? Sometimes a woman marries, in the case of Asma bint Umais, 4 or 5 husbands were there. One after the other. This is Asma, great, eminent companion, woman companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Ummu Habiba, of course, her husband died, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her. So Ummu Habiba comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, what happens to a woman who has more than one husband in this world? Because the first one died, and she may say it is another one. What happens? With whom she will be in Jannah? The answer is, Ya Ummu Habiba, she will be asked to choose. And she will choose spontaneously, without any second thought, the one who had the best character in treating her in this world. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best man is the one best to his family. Best. So she will choose the one who had the best of character in treating her, and of course in treating others. So, brothers and sisters, it's important for me and you not to reduce this religion to rituals. Salah without good character is no good. تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسُنُ الْخُلُقِ. تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسُنُ الْخُلُقِ. Piety, mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and good character. Deal with people the way you want them to deal with you. How do we develop? All of us, if you look within, and this is very important for all of us, we need to look within us. And you know, how do we do that? Imam Ghazali gave us a method. You know, you praise the good thing, goodness in others. You can do that. But you know, human beings fail to recognize their own faults. So it's important when you see the bad thing done by other people, instead of judging them, you ask yourself, am I guilty of that? If you see someone doing good and you praise this man, ask yourself, am I doing that? So in this way we can encourage ourselves, but developing character means repetition, consistency. That's why أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا. The best of deeds in the sight of Allah is the thing that you do consistently. consistent acts of kindness, consistent acts of generosity, consistent acts of forgiveness, consistent acts of humility. You know, this will build the character. And then, of course, what happens is when this character, it should be a second nature. And that's why the mercy should be a second nature. Gentleness should be second nature. Gentleness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Aisha, ma yakunu rifqu fi shay'in illa zanahu. Gentleness beautifies. So gentle word. If you have to use two words, choose the gentlest. Even to speaking, in speaking to a tyrant, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Allah sends Musa and Harun to Fir'aun, who is a tyrant. قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak to him gently. Gentleness to whom? Of course, gentleness doesn't mean you hide the truth. Because the hiding the truth is not, because a person has to speak the truth. The opposite of speaking the truth is lying. وَلَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. A person continues to hide the truth and lie, then his name is registered in the register of Allah as a liar. عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. Speak the truth. وَكُونُوا مَا صَادِقِينَ. Be with those who are truthful. Rasulullah used to be known for speaking the truth. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, brothers and sisters, to develop character. We need to develop character in our children. But children will practice what they experience at home. How do you deal with your wife? How your wife deals with you? How do you deal with your neighbor? How do you deal when you come to the masjid? How do you treat people? How do you? Of course, they are seeing it. And they are going to imbibe it. They are going to learn it. Scientific studies after studies show the children who are in the wombs of their mothers, they pick up this kind of emotions, this kind of manners, and this kind of character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, brothers and sisters, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ihdina li ahsani al-akhlaq, fa innahu la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant, wasrif anna sayyi'a al-akhlaq, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْرِفُ النَّاسِ يَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Ya Allah, guide us to the best of morals. Only you can guide us to the best of morals. So think good, act good, and speak good. Inshallah, the good character will become. And pray always. Pray in the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. Let us pray for those who have passed away. On Monday I will be gone, you will be gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those who have passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum, Allahumma in kanu muhsinina fazid fi ihsanihim. Ya Allah, if they have been good, enhance their goodness and reward them abundantly for their good. If they have been sinners, Ya Allah, forgive them, wash them clean and admit them into Jannatul Firdaus. Let us also pray for those who are sick and suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the pain and suffering and afflictions, Ya Allah. Allahumma arhamhum, Allahumma shfihim wa afihim, Allahumma shfihim shifa'an tamman la yugadiru saqama. Ya Allah, if it is good for them to live, Ya Allah, grant them good life. If it is good for them to die, Ya Allah, take their souls with mercy and forgive them and admit them into Jannatul Firdaus. Let us also pray for those who are suffering in various parts of the world, Muslims and non-Muslims. Allahumma ansurul mustada'afin. اللهم انصر المستضعفين اللهم فرج عنهم اللهم ارحمهم اللهم ارحمهم اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق فإنه لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيء الأخلاق فإنه لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. We need to pray for our children, brothers. Allahumma ahyina muslimin wa tawaffana mu'minin wa alhiqna bis-salihin. Ya Allah, help us all. Help our children and grandchildren live as Muslims. Ya Allah, order them with Islam. Ya Allah, help them die, all of us to die in a state of iman and self-surrender to you. Ya Allah, gather us all when we are raised up in the company of the prophets and the righteous people. أقم الصلاة.